Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
He is Fafa Pico. He joins us now. Fafa, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Glenn.
All right. Let's talk. Can we talk a little bit of Austin FC first? Their possession game. Do you feel that wore you guys down a little bit at home?
I feel like we, you know, obviously with the conditions of the heat of that day, it can possibly get to you a little earlier. With that said, going up 1-0, we just have to do a bit of a better job, maybe putting a second goal away and then holding. Holding that lead and also defending just tighter overall. But it's not an easy team to play against. It's a very good team. I said that last year as well. They struggled on the defensive side, and that's why they ended up where they were in the table as well. But I'm more shocked how they performed last year than this year. And I always say that because I always felt they had a good team, and they're kind of showing that this year.
I appreciate you digging into this because, you know, you guys get this incredible goal from Sebas Ferreira from the halfway line. Have you ever been in a game before where somebody scored like that from a halfway line in recent times?
Yeah, I want to say, so actually I've been in two. One was with Mark Shatovsky that ended up playing at Red Bull. He was with me at St. Pauli. He pulled one off. And then one was against us while I was with Philly against New York City FC. It was at home in Philly, and David Villa hit like a volley. That was was tough, but it was good to be on the other side of it again.
Houston Dynamo, Fafa Pico. You know, I looked at all the running you do in that game, and I really wanted to ask you this question because you spend a lot of time defending. You spend a lot of time defending. And I say to myself, wow, if some of that running, those runs were offset to the attacking side of the game. How do you get that balance? Because, you know, there's a lot of times in that game, I'm seeing you winning the ball and then you're looking to play it to somebody. And I'm like, hey, maybe we have this backwards. Somebody needs to be playing it to Fafa Pico, especially against Austin FC, who throw both their outside backs forward.
No, definitely. Obviously as a player of my style, I want to be more in the front than in the back. And that's obvious. I think that's normal. Sometimes I just have to go with whatever the situation is. And oftentimes we've been dropping back, which isn't always what we say we want to do, but it's just happened as of recent, especially these last games where we're caught in a defensive situation and I have to drop all the way back or be kind of lower than I would want. And then that makes the field a lot more bigger for me on the attack. So it's kind of, I'm paying for it obviously on the stats side and on the on the offensive side, it's not easy for me. But hopefully we find a balance soon so that I can also do my job for the team offensively, which is normally my number one job, and to create goals for myself and for other players.
Yeah, because it was pretty obvious, and no one's trying to pick on anything here, but it was very obvious that both you and Sebas Ferreira many times were deep. And, you know, if you just go by the simple logic of, hey, these are two of your goal scorers, they're back there battling to win the ball in their own defensive third of the field. Now, where do we go from here? I mean, the only target is Darwin Quintero. Darwin's probably not a breakaway guy. He's not a vertical threat like you. So, you know, I know these are challenging things against a team like Austin. Was there ever any thought of maybe you just going out wide and seeing and staying there and seeing what Austin FC would react to? Would they drop a guy with you? If they didn't, you're a big option because ultimately it could be 8 against 8 and you're defending.
Yeah. I mean, generally, you know, I have to talk. It probably happens before every game. First thing every right back in the league tells you is like, hey, don't run too much today. You know, it's a general pregame conversation we always have. And I'm like, no, yeah, that's not enough.
Can you reveal a guy who said that? Because whoever says that's a really cool guy, because that would be funny. That to me is great sports comedy, right? The guy comes up to you before the game and says, hey, please don't run so much.
It's fun, man. I want to be honest with you and say it's That's almost awesome. Most right backs in the league. You know, I've gotten to know most of them because I played against them week in and week out over the last 5-6 years. So now it's like almost every right back's told me that, and center back. So it's funny.
I absolutely love that. I think that's a great part of the sport that a lot of times we're not privy to. And you know, on the outside, and those are just great, funny, light moments. Talking to Fafa Pico of the Houston Dynamo. Speaking of a wide game, you're probably going to be on the same side as Julian Gressel. This could set up to be a good matchup against DC United. How much have you thought about them and their wide game? Because they do seem to base it on some good wide play between him and Brad Smith.
Definitely. I know Julian has a great cross on the ball. He's done that for quite a while now. The important thing for me is always, especially as a winger, obviously to stay organized within a structure, but also to just remain free in my mind. Because once you lose that freedom in your mind, you're not really that creative winger that can change a game. So I don't focus too much on the opposition as much as, you know, you have to be prepared for them. I don't focus too much on what they're going to be bringing. Instead, I want them to have to worry about what I'm going to do to them on Saturday to have them on the back foot. And that goes back to your last point, trying to put them on the back foot, maybe early on or throughout the game at some point. And I think most defenses in the league would have a bigger problem with that.
And that is the mental side of the position you play. I mean, everybody first goes to, hey, you know, look at the amount of running Fafa Pico does, but that's a very mental game that you have to play with your opposition out there in those big, big wide channels sometimes, right?
Definitely. Definitely. It's both mental. There's a little physical to it, but a lot of these games you get through with your mind, and obviously, you know, the tactical side is important as well. And the rest follows suite.
Fafa Pico joining us, Houston Dynamo ahead of DC United this week. And by the way, that's a game you can catch on AT&T Sportsnet. This should have been the first question, but then how about some other general thoughts on the Austin FC game?
It was, I guess, a second heartbreak. You know, we're playing another Texan team, another rival. And we wanted to redeem ourselves coming off of that Dallas heartbreak. And to lose at home against our fans, at home in front of our fans against in-state rival is a bit hard hard of a pill to swallow. But at the same time, you have to move forward. But you know, if we're honest and objective about it, it just wasn't good enough overall. And that comes from, I think, different aspects and dynamics of the game. It just has to be better.
How much of that is worked on this week in training? I mean, are there specifics that come out of the Austin game? Does it lean more from Coach Nagamura towards the tendencies of DC United? You know, kind of where do you go during the week?
I think it kind of will shift in this case. Dallas and Austin are a bit similar in their style of play at times, playing out of the back, possession, emphasized. The only difference is we were playing Dallas away and we were playing Austin at home. But now we go to play against a completely different team, DC away. So it's going to be a bit different in our style and our approach. It's an away game, but it's a team that we feel if we do the right things, we can win against. And that's with all credit and respect to them. But we're in a situation and position of at this point in the season where we want to look for 3 points against whatever team we're playing against. So we prepare for them a bit differently probably than a Dallas and an Austin game. But we know that they're going to have their weapons and their strengths as well.
Here's DC United 3-5 right now. They're last in the East. They've had a coaching change. Hernan Losada is out. Chad Ashton has taken over the interim coaching job. Bill Hamid out with an injury, so they're going with John Kempen in goal. They have a new Greek guy that's kind of has played for the Greek national team that seems to be a bit of an X factor named Taxi Funtas. Have you heard much about him?
No, I'm not as familiar with him yet, but I'm sure he'll come up in video throughout this week.
Yeah, 8 caps for Greece, played for Ike in Greece. So when you go on the road, you guys already got a good road win at Inter Miami. When you go on the road to D.C., what's different this year than last year?
Well, for starters, already getting one win this year is something that we want to build off of. We don't want to obviously just be content and complacent with one away win. So going to play against a DC team, it's another East Coast team. But as well, these points are also important and crucial early on in this year, in the first half of the season. So we want to build off of that last time we went away. We almost had it in Dallas and threw it away within 6 minutes. So we know we're capable even against good teams. Now we're playing against a hungry DC team that has a lot to prove. We know we're not going to go over there and walk in their house and just take 3 points. So the important thing is to go there hungrier than they are, be more aggressive than they are, and fight and dig it out for the 3 points to bring back home.
Fafa, we've heard Paulo Nagamura say, look, we want this to be less of a vertical team, more of a possession-oriented team, to get road wins. You know, I look at Austin and I go, these guys are going to get road wins just because they're so good with the ball. They're able at least to manage the game, give themselves a rest, you know, dictate, maybe run people a little bit. How do you feel that factors into you guys on the road this year when it comes to getting more points, more results, whether they're draws, whether they're wins, making sure that your possession game can help you kind of manage and control maybe a little bit of this stuff against home teams?
Yeah, definitely. I believe, you know, to any team, when you possess the ball more, it's not to say possession leads to wins automatically, but it's important to take care of the ball in all areas of the field, especially ours and in the middle. And then another dynamic would be possessing the ball further up the field and keeping it there, because then you have other players from their attack that have to drop. Guys have to do dirty work that maybe they don't want to do. And so the more that we move for each other off the ball in the attacking third as well, it makes it just even more difficult for any team that you're going to play against in any defense, because nobody wants to defend in their bottom third. And the more you have to do that, the more you make it difficult. And that way, you know, let's say the other team does win the ball right away, we're able to get it back, perhaps because of the fatigue in the legs of the guys that have been chasing for a while. And that's what's been good with Austin. So now we have to continue. We have to look to do that as well to other teams. We have the quality and the caliber in our locker to do so. So it's going to be important to continue to build into that dynamic going forward.
Fafa, last one before we let you go. Thank you very much for coming on the program tonight here. All right. So we look at you, Corey Baird, Tyler Pascher, you guys that are the wingers, and then Sebas Ferreira. We look at you guys as a threesome and a group. How important, with a big signing like Sebas, who's a guy we know can score goals and compliment you as you compliment him, how important is it for you guys to try as wide men to engage him more and create chances for him? Is that a fair statement to make?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely one of my biggest wishes to be as close and connecting as possible to him and also to the other winger. I think, you know, in these last games with Pash, we always want to try to blend and mix things up with each other. It's been a bit more difficult because of the lower starting point at times. But I do want to get to a point where I'm able to be further up the field and helping Seba and obviously be more involved in the attack. And the closer I am to him, I think it's just going to be more dangerous because he's another player that's capable of a flick on. Tyler's also a creative player. We're fast players. So it's things that I think no defense wants to deal with while we're going at them, you know. So a little flick and just this and that and a little, you know, just touches in between each other. And I think that's where the beautiful football will come. And I have to be patient at the time. You know, there's times where it could be a bit more difficult than others and frustrating, but the important thing is to remain positive and patient, knowing that we'll get to that point in the year where I am higher up the field and I am able to be closer to the striker and also the other winger.
Fafa, as always, we thank you very much for coming on. Thank you for taking the time tonight on Soccer Matters. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.